Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today, I'm going to be talking to the person responsible for the biggest viral hit in the history of website campaigns. Over the holidays, it was the 55th most popular website in the world with more than 193 million visitors. That's 193 million. So the man behind this campaign is Bob Thacker, who's Senior Vice President of Marketing and Advertising of OfficeMax. So, Bob, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Great. Well, so this campaign that you did was all about the Elf Yourself campaign. So, again, the holidays, supposedly, according to everything I read, you had more than 122 million people elfing themselves.
That's right.
Pretty amazing. So can you tell us exactly sort of how the campaign worked and sort of who created this campaign?
Sure. Well, actually, this is the second year of Elf Yourself. It was created last year by our advertising agency, a group called Toy out of New York, which is kind of funny. The toys created the elves, but usually it's the other way around. But Toy is a great group, and they have a tremendous reputation in creating websites and understanding viral marketing. They, in turn, engaged a group called EVB, and they actually engineered and maintained the site for us. We launched it last year, and we had about 11 million people respond, and we thought that was a terrific response. And this year we set out to double it. And when it was all said and done, we actually gained about 10 times what we had anticipated.
Wow.
So it was a huge hit from our standard.
So what was the real reason for the campaign? I mean, what was the marketing and ultimately the strategic reason?
Sure. Well, you know, we're an office products company. And when you think of the holidays, if I say Christmas, office products generally are not the first thing that comes to your mind as a gift idea. So the first goal was to really link us as a place that you could find gifts. The second thing, which is actually a bigger and more important thing, is that in our category, there's a lot of confusion between us and our two key competitors. And it's very blurred. So we wanted to make sure that we were beginning to really create a unique personality. And a part of our personality is about fun and the joy of work, not just the drudgery and the stuff of work. And so we wanted to really put a smile on the face of the brand and give people an opportunity to have fun with us and to share the joy of the season.
So do you feel you were successful?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I was going to say.
the fact that 1 out of 10 Americans did this and hopefully smiled while they were doing it, and we had, you know, a high retention connection between our brand and this experience, we felt great about it.
So in a sense, who is your real target audience? I realize you're going to say consumers and sort of office purchasers, but, I mean, how did you kind of look at it? Did you look at it real broadly, or did you try to get more targeted?
We started out with a more narrow focus, but sometimes, you know, you can't really confine a contagious condition.
Right.
And this is what happened. I mean, we originally were focusing primarily on small business and home business, smaller companies, and the people that buy, you know, office products. But it took on a life of its own and went everywhere.
So what kind of call to action did you have on it? Did you have anything like that, or didn't you really want that?
Well, it was very gentle. I have this belief that advertising is a party crasher. Advertising is an unwanted guest. People don't live for advertising, except those of us who create it. And so people really, you know, their lives are interrupted by advertising. And I always say, if you're going to crash a party, you should bring a bottle of wine. So make the experience more enriching and rewarding, more fun. Allow people to smile and feel good about you. And that's really what we hope to do.
So do you actually plan to carry this on throughout the year in any way? Because I know it's not available online right now, but, I mean, are you debating that?
Yeah, I think it's not elves, but, I mean, the key learning that we got out of all of this was that it's really important to engage in a dialogue with people, particularly online. People are living online, and they're not looking for ad messages per se as much as they are for opportunities to engage in communication and do things that are involving for them. So we look to that kind of activity and more of those kinds of things, and then also, frankly, just the joy of work and the fun of, in the office place. You know, it's a social culture. The workplace is, and people love to share and find funny things to, you know, to observe together and what have you. So we're looking at those kinds of things as big opportunity.
So what did it cost?
It costs less than a TV commercial. I mean, an average TV commercial is about $500,000 for a network commercial, and this was significantly less than that.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for giving us a sense of this campaign, and I really appreciate you taking the time. And I know that it's really a bad weather day in Chicago, so I appreciate it even
more. Oh, it's
fine.
It kind of keeps me in the Christmas spirit here, I guess.
Yeah.
But my pleasure. Enjoy talking to you, and come back next year. You never know what you'll find.
Yeah, really. So I've been talking to Bob Thacker, who's Senior Vice President of Marketing and Advertising of OfficeMax, all about their Elf Yourself campaign. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.